other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. John, who'd you say is first? Is it David or Leo? Oh, Mark in Florida's first. Mark in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I want to thank you, Alex, for the statement that you made on Russian television. For what you said, I thought it was extremely brave of you to say that.
Well, it's the truth, and it's real easy. I just tell the truth.
Well, that's good. The question I have to you, I'm an ex-liberal, Alex, and I have a question about martial law.
All right.
My girlfriend went out to your site and some of the advertising, and there's a fella out there, I can't remember whether it's Survived Martial Law or whatever, and his view, the question that she has for me, and I can't answer it, is will we all be killed if we have guns? Because what he seems to indicate is that unless you're militarily trained and you have an assault weapon, and even if you do that, you should bury it in the backyard, you know, until the first wave is over. But for people with just regular weapons, like you say you have and like some of the rest of us might have or not have, you know, I don't have a lot of weapons experience, but she's worried about that because apparently she wants to survive martial law, you know. So she's quite nervous about weapons in general.
Well, number one, they're going to stage more Katrina-type events and then beta test how to give everybody bracelets, how to put them in FEMA camps, to get everybody used to seeing the cattle go into the chutes and come back out of the slaughterhouse, kind of Judas goat training. And so don't look for big martial law to happen first. Look for it to, a crisis to deepen and lead into it. And then they just announce you've got to turn your guns in for food. There's different schools of thought. Some say keep a few old guns, so when they come to your house, you give those away and some ammo. Then you've got two other waves of hidden firearms. I tend to think that's a good plan, but every case is different. I've been told that Prepare for Martial Law guy, who I don't completely agree with, if this is the case, says basically don't have guns or turn your guns in, and then they'll move on and leave you alone. The answer is, if the military tries to go door-to-door confiscating American guns, people have a constitutional right to resist criminal activity. And then, if they're met, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, with resistance, they'll back off real quick, which they actually ran into in New Orleans, and they did back off to a certain extent. If they're met with people just handing them in, then tyranny will win. But here's the deal. If 1 out of 100 doesn't turn their guns in, that's over 1 million combatants. And so it doesn't matter. I mean, I guess the most chicken-necked thing to do in martial law would be to turn your guns in. The problem is that if they're doing martial law, and they do have databases, most people who are on it are people that own property. In fact, some of this has been declassified. During martial law, they'd probably pass me right up because they're just going to shut down the media and it won't matter. They're going to be grabbing mayors and bank owners and enemies from business. It's about stealing assets. Okay, and so all these people that have served the system, they're the ones that are going to be getting grabbed during a top, you know, red-blue list type situation, and they do have that. So my answer to you is if you see a truck forcibly grabbing people house to house and they come to your house, you are going to a re-education camp, and they admit they built them. And you've got to ask, do you want foreign troops raping your wife? And that's what they do. Foreign felons they've hired. And, you know, I guess in Land of the Cowards, Home of the Slaves, some people are going to want to go to a camp. But letting them take you to a rape camp, and that's what they are, an Abu Ghraib, will ensure their victory.
Well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate you giving us an answer on that. Marianne wants to say hi.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for answering our question.
You bet, Marianne. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to cut you short. Yeah, I mean, we have to look at this. They are geared up to go door-to-door and break you and your family up and take you to work camps. Yeah, they're going to make you work in the slave camp. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cameron in Australia, we're almost to you. I had noticed in the call lineup we had a foreign call. But in the old days, that meant they were paying for it. It's probably Skype or some internet phone, but we're going to get to you, Cameron. We're going to finish up with Mary Ann, and then we're going to talk to Mary Jo, Cameron, Coyote, Walker, and others. Mary Ann, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I bought the guy's book, How to Survive Martial Law, and I read it, and it was quite frightening, you know, bury your food, bury your guns, and do all this and do all that. And then every now and then I get an update from him, and it's very, very frightening. And we just wanted to know, you know, whether, you know, what to do about the guns and the food and this and that. It's just very frightening.
Well, let me be clear. If there was a 10% chance that in the next 5 years you were going to die in a car wreck, you'd probably make preparations for that or try to stop it. There is more than a 10% chance that martial law will be declared nationally. NORTHCOM, to a certain extent, has already declared it. The shadow government is in control. If we ever try to rebel physically to take over a capital instead of a revolution of ideas, which they can't stop, they can stop any localized attempt to take over with neutron bombs. They said that's what they're for. The nuclear arsenal is for the American people and really no one else other than third world countries they menace. So this is all stated. But yes, if we go into a hard martial law or some bioweapon release that they release or allow to be released, you're going to need your guns to protect yourself from your neighbors, rioters. If you're not starving to death, neighbors are going to wonder why you're still there. I'd say 90%+ of people don't have more than a week of food. I mean, after a week or two, they just shut the food off, shut the interstates off, which they've admitted they've geared up for, and everybody will just show up at the local Superdome. Then they've only got a few thousand people per town or city. Now, let's say it's a town of 100,000. You know, you might have 10,000 holdouts. Then they'll send, I mean, look, they're not hiring aggravated felons and foreigners for the military for nothing. Then they're going to send in some young guys with rocket launchers. They'll burn down your block. And, you know, if somebody's trying to burn your house down, they're terrorists. They're attacking you. You have a right and a duty to defend yourself. So, see, that's all your personal decision. People kind of, not you, but others seem to think that we somehow are on air telling you what to do, or that somehow us covering this that we're making the problem manifest. No, no. The threat is there. And so it's then up to you. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know what the breaks are going to be. We don't know how this is going to unfold. We don't have crystal balls. We just have history. And we have the current elite's own prospectus and their own battle plan and what they've said they're going to do. And so they could release a bioweapon. They could stage a string of terror attacks. They could crash the economy. They could do anything, and they certainly are organizing and moving us toward some flashpoint in the future. And the elite is making every preparation for that. So do we know what that's going to be? No. It could be one of those things I mentioned, a cocktail of those. It could be they could set off a super nuke that blows up three states and then say that an asteroid hit us and we've got to have emergency world reorganization because of it. These are bold, daring, cunning, evil people. And so the sky's the limit with them. Only massive exposure of their criminality and fully discrediting them and exposing their larger eugenics agenda will be able to stop them. Now, I'm not criticizing that sponsor. It's a sponsor of the Genesis Network, and I think they've had an ad a while back on Infowars.com. I'm not saying that's a bad person, but I did get calls about, he says, turn your guns in. If that's the case, I don't agree with it. If he's saying bury your guns, that is smart. I mean, I've got buried guns, folks, and they're not at my house. I'll put it to you that way. I got guns all over the place, but go ahead.
No, thanks for clearing it up. That's about all. You know, the guy, just the update said, you know, in the next 2 weeks it was going to happen, and you know, it makes us makes me paranoid.
Oh, so hold on. Now he's saying it's going to happen in the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, or 2 weeks, and then the next letter will say something else. So, we're just kind of paranoid.
No, I hear you.
I am, again. I clarify the fact.
Anything else I can answer for you?
That's it, Alex. Thanks a lot. We love your show, and,
I hope your Supreme Court injury is better. I hope your leg is better.
It's finally better. The weeping wound on my shin finally healed about a week ago. Thank you. Okay, since this got brought up, I don't want to get in fights with sponsors here. The problem is we refuse more than 9 out of 10 sponsors. Or we get one that sounds reasonable on some debt forgiveness thing. The website looks legitimate. It looks like real solutions. And then we find out, yeah, but there's a second packet they send that's a scam. I say, nope, not our sponsor. And I say no to it and watch them go to somebody else and just shake my head. Or we find out, you know, that somebody's selling an herbal product for 3-4 times what it really cost. I will dump the sponsor, or I will refuse the sponsor. I mean, we have some moral bearing. Most people have none. They just, hey, if it's a sponsor, I'll take it. And this is a big issue for me because my employees would be paid a lot more. I would have a lot more capital. I wouldn't have had to do that money bomb if I took all the sponsors that came. Because there is a sucker born every minute. And I've badmouthed sponsors here, and you know, that even the network has taken. And the network's like, well, should we just close our doors? And I'm like, no, just investigate that sponsor, and then they drop it. And Ted's done that with a bunch. I guess we need some type of code or something. The problem is, you know, I'm working around the clock. It's a small operation. I'm trying to build up what we're doing. And so everything takes investigation time. But, yes, it is a mistake people get into saying martial law will happen next month. We will attack Iran next month. That's discrediting. Or we will have martial law in 3 weeks. I was unaware of that. I'm not saying that's the case. And I'm not saying somebody's even disingenuous to be saying that. I just think they're unwise. If that indeed is the case, if indeed they said that. But, hey, it's a crazy world. I mean, who knows what's really true? Who knows what's really going to happen? I've gone on air twice and said there's about to be a big terror attack. Call the White House and stop it. And I did it in the months before 9/11. And I did it in late 2006. Fox News covered it and others, and then they didn't carry out the attack. But I saw all the pre-programming, all the preconditioning in the media for that to indeed happen. And so I went on air, and I put the warning out. All right, let's go to the calls here. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania, then Cameron. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I had a question about there was a guy who did some a video about the way we beat England in you know, the Revolutionary War, and they were mad about it, and they wanted payback. But anyway, you remember a few years back when there was a shortage of vaccines, and they said that we buy them from overseas over in England from because of the lawsuits?
Yes.
That would happen in the United States. But I was just wondering, do you think it's like they're putting those they're contaminating those vaccines because it's their way of getting back at us through that eugenics program?
Well, no, they just don't. Look, you can forget some 230-year-old war. Regardless, go ahead.
Well, it was one of your guests was on there, and I watched a video he did about
okay.
It was something that he did. I can't remember it all now, but I was just wondering about the Britons contaminating the vaccines because they're the ones that are really pulling the strings.
Well, I mean, the British people are not pulling the strings. The global elite, the most powerful group, and the fathers of eugenics are based in London, England, and they had the largest world empire when it reportedly collapsed 80 years ago, began collapsing 80 years ago. And so they went underground. They learned how to create shadow governments, national security states, full-spectrum domination is what they call it. And, yes, England is one of the biggest bases for vaccine manufacture in the world. They also have big vaccine manufacturing facilities in Africa where they can control the media and keep things quiet and have a dumbed-down, uneducated population. They make a lot of vaccines in Mexico. They make a lot of them in Canada. They make a lot of them in Australia. And instead of overanalyzing it and saying, well, are the British trying to get us, they give their own people the mercury shots. They give their own people the cancer virus-laden shots. They give their own people the shots giving them diabetes and cancer. Okay? And so it's an idea. It's an elite. They're doing it to everyone. Now, they can get away with more hard kill, not soft kill weapons, against Latin Americans, against Indians, against Africans, because they're so poor, the media is so controlled, that they give people UN-funded shots that kill them on the spot in Africa. And then that got a little too obvious. People would flee into the jungle or flee into the fields when the UN would show up with the locals paid off to administer it. And so they would give them more of a soft kill, slow kill weapon. But yes, they're carrying out mass eugenics against all of us, absolutely documented and admitted. And that's the bottom line. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, that woman that previously called, I think there's a rumor going around that the economy is going to collapse September 30th.
Yeah, I've seen that, and there's always a new one. And it is historical that in September or October, economies tend to have big collapses. And I would say it's a probability. I mean, it's a good chance the way the economy is looking, but it may not happen. And so why hang our hat on it? Thank you.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Way up north. Way up north. North to Alaska. Go north.
No, we're not going north to Alaska. We're going all the way around the world. What is it, 15, 16,000 miles away from where I sit? Land down under. Cameron in Australia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good day, Alex. Good to talk to you again. Second or third time caller. Yeah, I think you have a point about the whole unity thing and about getting over the whole petty childish games that people play because they want to be better than each other. I might hold myself and a few others up as an example of unity worldwide. I had a situation where I had a German friend and she wanted to have some end game and all of those things given to her father, so I met a guy from InfoKrieg over the internet on Skype. And so what I thought I'd do today is try, I've been working together with him. He gave me a fast link to his thing. I've since been seeding it on BitTorrent. He has just released 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, German dub, just been released today. So if you know anyone that speaks German, or you can now get it from InfoKrieg.tv, and also Alex previously wanted to plug Endgame, which he's also done a German dub of. And you'll also find in the German language the other guy at InfoKrieg standing up and speaking at a German university about similar to the Money Masters on that subject. Lots of radio broadcasts or podcasts of similar to an Alex Jones show, but in German. So if you could...
and this is a revolution that is taking place of people all over the world taking action, getting involved, and it's not going away, and it really upsets the elite to have an intelligent movement against them instead of just some hired anarchist. That's why they hire anarchists. That doesn't mean all the anarchists, but they do hire anarchist groups to go stir up trouble so they can then demonize real dissent. Good to hear from you from Australia there. Let's go ahead and cram in another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Coyote in Colorado. You're on the air, Coyote.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
You're doing a masterful job, my friend. It's Coyote, by the way.
All right. Well, we call them Coyotes here in Texas.
Well, you know, a lot of people call them Coyotes. But
hey, for you, Coyote.
Hey,
Wiley Coyote.
Like
go ahead.
Anyway, a word in defense of Art Bell. You were probably listening to him back in the early mid-90s on WOAI out of San Antonio, about the same time I was listening to him here in Colorado on KNUS. And the very first show that came in October of 93, he was railing against the atrocities of Waco. Art Bell trumpeted the horrible misdeeds of
no
the
no
OCS.
He was great. It was like all anti-New World Order stuff, and then
all
he had a bunch of the patriots on who then stabbed him in the back and made stuff up about him killing the goose that laid the golden eggs, and so he flipped on us. Good job. And it was always the same cast of characters, egomaniacs attacking him.
Same bunch with you. The difference.
Yeah, same bunch that attacks Jordan Maxwell, attacks
exactly.
Me. It's just what they do.
Exactly, and they've been doing it for 15, 20 years now. You know, the thing about Art, COINTELPRO, you know, was, well, to the average listener, at that time, we didn't really have the internet. Art succumbed to it. He allowed it to take his program. And unlike you, you know, Alex, you're a much stronger personality than Art was. He gave into it. You won't. The threats, you don't give into any of that stuff. You know the nature of the beast.
Well, it's easy, Coyote. It's easy. I'm just committed, and I'm not stopping, and that's the end of it. So.
And, man, I tell you, I think it's great. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Well, thank you, Coyote. Anything else?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I could say hi to all the guys at the Prison Planet Forum.
All right. Great folks over there. Take care, my friend. Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go to Walker in Washington. You're on the air, Walker.
Hi. My name is Pat. I'm about a six-month listener and first-time caller. I just want to say I have learned so much from you. Thank you so much for what you do. My thing that I really, really like to do to fight the New World Order is to really get the media. I want them to know that we know.
Stay there. I want to hear about how you're going to get the media on the other side. My computer says Walker, but you're saying your name's Pat. So we'll go with that, Pat. Stay with us. And Peggy and Randy, then I'm going to have Aaron in studio with me. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
The global government, the eugenicists, want you to be dependent.
I live back in the woods.
Basically captured.
A woman and the kids and the
so they can suck off your labor, so they can dumb you down, so they can euthanize you when they're done with you.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
It is the society of parasites. It is a society of sadistic psychopaths that run our planet. You want to beat the New World Order? Start loving your neighbor. Start getting involved. Start getting back to the planet, back to the earth. Start becoming self-sufficient. Start taking over your local governments. Instead of caring about who John McCain's VP is, there's other diversions and distractions. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Just like Junior tells you right here, crank it up!
Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say praise, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he taught him to be a businessman.
We're going to take a few of your phone calls and then bring Aaron in here for about 20, 30 minutes, and Paul Watson's joining us later. I do have some world news, economic news I want to go over.
But he was killed by
I have been so busy on air that I haven't even plugged Fabled Enemies properly today. This film just came out Monday. 7 years after 9/11, the supposed mastermind behind the attacks is still at large, and the nation is entrenched in multiple wars in the Middle East and Central Asia. Is Bin Laden behind the attack, or a mere frontman for a larger picture, a boogeyman? We are told we are fighting a war on terror, and that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms. If that is the case, then why do our leaders take more and more of these freedoms away every day? And you can go watch the trailers at Infowars.com for Fabled Enemies. This is a film that you need to have in your library. It's $19.95 by itself. Get it with Loose Change Final Cut, and it's only $9.95. You can get it with Truth Rising, and it's only $9.95. You can get the Defeat the 9/11 Enemies DVD combo, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, and Loose Change Final Cut for $39.95. You save 20-something bucks on that one. All available at Infowars.com. And then your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Going to Aaron again in about 5 minutes. And I'm telling my IT guy that right now, because we'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the balance of the radio show in about T-minus 5 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv members. A bunch of extended behind-the-scenes footage that you won't find anywhere else in high definition and high quality is up on PrisonPlanet.tv today. Not just Fabled Enemies or Truth Rising or Endgame or Terror Storm. And the new films we're posting are in DivX format as well, not just Windows, not just Flash, not just QuickTime and high quality, but in DivX, you can burn them right to CDs that will air on most new DVD players and computers. Talk about an activist tool. Buy a bunch of regular CDs and burn the film to them. CD costs like 20, 30 cents. Burn Fabled Enemies to that and ask people, do you have a DivX player? Do you have a computer? Here, watch this. And it's quality. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen, get your membership today, $5.95 a month. Get a year membership, get 3 months free, but just go try the year membership. Go try the monthly membership. Or get the DVD at Infowars.com, Fabled Enemies, or call toll free 888-253-3139. This gets into the intelligence networks, everything. Okay, I want to finish up with Pat, Peggy, Randy, Mike, Josh, and others. Let's go ahead and go back to Pat in Washington. Finish up, Pat.
Okay, quickly. I was one of those. I only woke up about 2 years ago, and I was one of those who absolutely believed I was a news junkie. I was listening to the mainstream media. I thought I knew everything. I was the one that people at work would say, "What's going on?" And I'd tell them. But when I found out, I got mad. I got really angry. And I did a ton of research, which is why I had no problem believing you when I was sent your radio station. I listen online about 6 months ago by online buddy, because I did so much research myself that came up with the same exact things that you talk about, and over the wide spectrum of the New World Order criminal cabal that are trying to run us. And so what I do is I listen carefully to the news, and then I'm right in their face with research that shows why they're wrong. I want them to know that the American public is not dumbed down, that we do know. And, Alex, I so applaud you, your group, your wife. She has got to be terrific to back you with all of this. And your children, I just I think what you do is awesome. You keep me motivated. Your videos are just terrific. I've just finished watching Truth Rising again for the third time. It's awesome. It is so good, and it gives me a whole different motivation of where to go from. I'm to the point with a local station that they actually went out and looked when I told them we were being chemtrailed. They finally believed me, and I'm working with that right now, hoping that will lead into further seeds. I got a big kick out of your teaching the newbie yesterday about vaccines. I got a really big kick out of that. He'll learn. He'll do the research. He'll learn. He'll be around you. And just keep up the good work. You're so prayed for in this nation. There are so many of us. I do something every single day, minimally. Not nearly what you guys are doing, but I do something every single day. And all I have to do is look at my grandsons if I wonder why I should keep going. Okay?
Well, that's the answer, and you're awesome. I appreciate your call, Pat. Yeah, one big problem is that people expect that they're going to save the world by themselves, that they're going to fix everything by themselves, and then, well, why should I get involved then? Because I can't save the whole world. I can't get it all done myself. I can't find that magic silver bullet underneath the toadstool, you know, that a leprechaun gave me. I can't find that pot of gold, that unicorn, so I'm not going to get involved. No, it's everybody doing a little something. Now, let's take a few more calls. I want to get Aaron in here and go over just an overview of eugenics and just how serious the scientific dictatorship is and why its end game is eugenics. But right now, let's go to Peggy in PA. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Alex. Based on some research I've been doing, I can see a goes across national lines, a social movement of mostly younger people and maybe middle-aged people. They're the people that show the what's called the devil sign, you know, with the two fingers pointed up. You see it all. You see politicians doing
it. Well, with most people, that means, hey, we're having a good time, we're rebellious, this is wild, or it means UT Longhorns. But, yes, for those that know, it means we're in league with Satan.
Yeah, well, since Putin's advisor uses that, I've seen a photo of him using it, some country and western stars, a few rock stars, that kind of thing. When they use it for that meaning, you know, people in other countries that wouldn't use the Texas.
Well, in Russia and Italy, it means you're cursed by the devil.
Well, that's what it traditionally means.
Or people, if they think someone's cursing them, they put that sign back up.
Aware of that, but there seems to be a social movement with that as the symbol of recognition. Not necessarily a secret society, but they don't talk much about it. What do they call themselves? I can't do any further research on it because
I don't know about the social movement. I mean, there's rock and roll fans that do it, and to them it's just cute and funny. But it is about Satanism. That's been admitted. You've got other people that do it that just means they're having a good time.
Well, when it's used in Europe and so on and among some of the higher elites, it means that they're living for this world. They don't believe in God, but they're only a certain kind of person because certain people don't do that. And I'm pretty aware of who's interested in that sort of thing, but they have to have a name they call themselves. They always do. I guess you could call it a secret society. It's an unofficial secret society, but you don't know the name of what they would call themselves?
Well, fellow travelers, Luciferians, Satanists.
What about the fellow travelers?
I don't know of a specific name to call people that are into rebellion for rebellion's sake and into doing as they will. I agree. It's people saying we're worldly, we're having a good time. Whether it's some satanic priest doing it, believing he's doing an invocation for power, or whether it's a topless chick at a rock concert on somebody's shoulders, she's saying, I'm rebellious, I'm having a good time. It means the same thing.
Well, the European elite, including in Russia and in other countries that use it, I think they use it as a symbol that they are free now from religion.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. You're asking me questions. It sounds like you know the answer. But then there's also an obsession with this. Ron Paul has really bad arthritis. There's a couple of shots of him waving at people where his middle fingers will kind of go down a bit. People say, oh, my gosh, that's it. He's doing the devil sign. Or I was in a music video with Joe Rogan, my buddy Kevin Booth, who I met Bill Hicks through before I was even on the air, right before he died, down at Access TV in 1994, right before he died. People think I was friends with Bill Hicks. I was not friends with Bill Hicks. I met him a few times. He said, hey, I want you to dress up like George Bush and show how they're satanic. So I dress up like George Bush, and I sit there under the devil sign, and people go, we found a secret video of Alex doing devil worship. No, that DVD was sold in stores. I put it on my websites where you found it. I love how they, we found something really secret here. It's from his radio show. We found something really secret here. It's Alex Jones drawing 666 on his body. No, it's 666 on a mask of Bush saying that they're into the occult and Bohemian Grove. But it doesn't matter. Again, anything to go after us or anything to go after Ron Paul. You judge a tree by its fruits, ladies and gentlemen. So if I'm wearing a George Bush Sr. devil mask doing the sign of Diablo, that is to note that they are into that and do the sign of Diablo. Okay? You can also buy that comedy DVD. It's still in stores. It's called Belly of the Beast with Joe Rogan, introduced by Alex Jones. That's the secret video that people found. Somebody sent it to me the other day, like, answer for this secret satanic ritual in front of the Capitol. Me dressed up like George Bush. So people also take it to an incredible extreme of ignorance. But certainly, there is a world satanic hierarchy in control. That's why we expose it. And again, even if you're an atheist, atheists say, well, why do you believe in God? The point is, the elite believe in it. They believe in it, whether you believe in it or not. We are, you know, from a view of anthropology, are looking at this and saying, why is the elite into the occult? Okay, Randy in Michigan, go ahead.
Alex, I agree with you on the Belly of the Beast thing. I actually saw that.
Oh, you saw the secret video? I've been caught now.
Belly of the Beast.
Yeah. Well, that's like people editing me saying, death, 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 death to America. I was saying the mercenaries are dancing over our graves singing the death of America. Well, when they're done with it, Alex Jones shocking behind the scenes, chanting death to America. Go ahead.
Yeah, those are people that jump to conclusions and they don't have half a brain. But I was going to...
Not exactly. We've had CENTCOM people who we've tracked back who are admitted CENTCOM put out videos where they say I'm a Muslim and people actually believe it. And it looks ridiculous to you or I, but it's designed for the dumbed down.
Right, exactly. And I was going to correct the listener that was on earlier. He said it was the aspartame and that it's called phenylalanine and phenylketonurics. And anyways, that was just something I noticed earlier. But
death to America. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was wondering about the videos that I saw on YouTube. Actually, I think you were the first one to have it, or they have your voice on it. I'm not sure. It's the one about the caskets, and like 50,000 caskets, you know, in the camps and FEMA fenced-in areas.
That's more than 50,000 caskets. It's hundreds of thousands. Yeah, and FEMA admits they have crematoriums for mass disease outbreaks. They have mass caskets. It's all admitted. It's just everybody goes out to a site storing a bunch of them and freaks out and says, are these caskets? Yeah, they're plastic caskets.
Man, oh, man. And, like, yeah, because I've seen a guy walking around. There's one from a guy from Georgia, and he's like, you know, this is FEMA, or here's some caskets.
Yeah, people love a mystery. That gets millions of views. And then mainline Rocky Mountain News about millions of plastic caskets and mass incinerators for thousands of dead bodies a day in Denver, it's kind of like, oh, it's no big deal.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Are they willing to, why would they put it in caskets if that's not efficient? It seems like they would do something like,
those are officially called casket body bag holders. Okay, so they put you in a body bag and they throw you in a plastic casket for transport, burial, or to burn you in the casket.
Oh, well, that's frightening, but thank you.
Government loves you. Take vaccines. Drink plenty of city water with fluoride in it. Everything's fine. Don't listen to me, sir. Everything's fine.
Well, have a good day, though. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
You have a good day, too. What a horrid subject we're on. No, I mean, there's always all these mainstream articles, and no one ever wants to talk about those. It's always other things. Mike in Jersey, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Are you there? Don't discount your detractors, because it was a detractor that actually mentioned you to me, and I just did a little investigating, went on the internet, saw the movies, opened my eyes, and then I started buying the videos. So,
No. In fact, I almost don't want to let the secret out, but morally I do. The detractors think they're hurting us.
No, actually, it causes a little bit of an investigation there. You know, but
well, stay there. I'm going to come back after the break. Final segment with calls. Then we're going to go live with Aaron Dykes for 30 minutes, and then Paul Joseph Watson. I got a bunch of audio clips I want to play, too. I'll never get to all of it. Just 4 hours is not enough when I'm babbling. But the callers is bringing up so many great issues. In fact, I'm going to skip some breaks next hour because we're running out of time. You better get over to the InfoWars.com streams, folks.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Yeah, when people attack me, mainstream news, alternative news, people from the Patriot Bowel Movement, it's always one way. I never say their name back. Just send me all the listeners. Send me all the viewers. Send them all right here. Where we talk about real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family. Sticks and stones actually only make my bones stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger, as Nietzsche said. I disagree with him on most things, but I agree with him on that. All right, let's go back to Mike in Jersey. Mike, or had I gotten to Josh? I forget. You know, it's Mike. Mike, go ahead.
So I'm going to go real quick because I know you're pressed for time and everything else. I've basically been doing my own little one-person crusade, even though there's a lot of us writing. My, you know, Infowars.com on the bill is one of the listeners that suggested. Passing out the videotapes up and down the neighborhood. So
good.
Watching that. But one of the things that I'm really concerned about is with the eugenics. I remember many years ago when the AIDS crisis first hit, I remember saying it was a governmentally induced thing. And everybody, oh, you're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy. Well, I guess now with the Bayer and F-18, et cetera, it's now proven that out. Back at the time, though, I did question, how come there were so many couples? One was positive, one remained negative. No one was ever able to answer that.
Well, that's because the virus is a cover for a whole class of eugenics, race-specific weapons, and it's actually in the BBC and London Telegraph today that it's race-specific. We already knew this from studies, but it's in the news that Nordics, it's almost impossible for blonde-haired, blue-eyed Nordics to get it.
Well, I knew a lot of blonde-haired, blue-eyes that got it.
Well, I was about to add, but that they've looked at the blonde-haired, blue-eyes that can get it, and they've always are part of an area and have Roman genetics, and because even the smallest amount of African or Asian blood allows the virus to then bind to the receptor site on the cell. I mean, I have the study, right? I mean, it's just a new one, but go ahead.
Well, the other thing, too, is like with the eugenics, and I tried sending you a message on MySpace. The other thing that really concerns me is the whole idea of a gay gene. I'm really fearful that down the road, now I know you're Christian and, you know, it's not part of your belief system and everything else, to each his own, that whole thing, you know, separation church and state.
Well, no, the Pentagon did study a, quote, gay bomb to spray troops with chemicals to make them have uncontrolled gay sex.
Yeah, well, I remember reading about that, and I was like, that's insane, because now they don't even want you in the military. But what concerns me, though, is, now, if you've got the eugenics, you're going to utilize fear to get this into the mainstream by basically telling families, well, you know, we could basically now go to the unborn fetus and make sure that we take out that, you know, that DNA gene. So this way, you know, you won't have a gay child. And most parents won't want a gay child, let's face it.
No, I agree. And it's all made up. They're already doing that. What are you talking about? They're already talking about going for intelligence and going for this and that. But it's so complex. You change one gene, it changes the expression of thousands of other combinations in genes. So, in fact, I was going to get to that later with the cloning of the beef we're eating, the cloning of dogs that are now breeding and having puppies. But here's the one in Telegraph today. Britons may be more vulnerable to AIDS due to Roman invasion. And then it goes into Romans who interbred with Africans. And then if you read deeper into the studies, which have been out for 20 years, but this is a new one, they have studies with blacks who are less promiscuous than whites in large study groups who get it. So, yes, a Northern European can get it, but it's very, very hard. And the Northern Europeans they're finding that do get it have African blood. You understand about the Moors dominating Spain, dominating parts of Sicily into southern Italy? You're aware of that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, anything else, sir?
Basically, just keep on fighting it. I've got your banners on the car and everything else. So we're fighting the fight, and slowly but surely the word is getting out there.
You're awesome. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and it goes into it. Researchers found that people who live in lands conquered by the Roman army have less protection against HIV than those in countries they never reached because they're not pure white.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.